Arrest in a Tree with Aaron and Jan. This was a crazy case between
this was our
Mike
favorite.
And Frank. This was my favorite, too. These cases are always that. Really
good.
Yeah,
this was like the driveway moment where I was listening to it. I'm like, I'm not getting out of the car. And it's on my iPod. I just carried my iPod. But I'm like, no, I'm just sitting here till this is done. Yeah.
This is a frightening case.
Very much so.
So Frank was peri-arrested, and thankfully Mike was there to help him. And the teaching point is obviously that CPR is so, so critical. But gosh, how lucky for Frank that he had his good friend there who's very clinically astute. I had a question. Have you guys ever been in a situation outside of the hospital where your friends were grateful that you were ER experienced nurses?
No. And I don't ever want to.
We were talking about this. Yeah, we've had close, but no. Many of the nurses have. And I actually ran, just as I was coming here, I ran down to the main ER to see if one of the nurses who has a great story, her husband's a doc, and it was a couple years ago at, like, camp they were doing with their kids. I don't think that they were really the medical team. I think they were just the parents on duty, and they had another parent that went into arrest. I was like, oh, I need that story. I need that story. But, you know, so there's some of them, but I never have.
No. Whenever we go out with our friends and, you know, a couple friends with kids, and they're like, oh, we're so glad that you're here, because my husband's a firefighter paramedic and I'm a nurse. And they're like, we're just so glad you guys are here. So if anything should happen, we're okay. And I'm like, because I can call 911 just that much faster. No.
You underappreciate the value of having you. Yeah, you guys are the prime couple to bring along on any vacation, that's for sure. Have you heard of this new app that you can download on your
phone?
Point,
yeah.
The Pulse Point.
Yeah, we both have it.
What do you think of that?
It's never called me for... I had it on like for when they were doing all the water rescues. I got called like 17 times a day. There would be a big alert on it. But as far as the CPR, I've never been...
So for listeners who don't know what it is, it's an app that basically identifies where you are. And it identifies someone who might need CPR in your local close walking proximity, right?
Yeah.
You can access them. So
I think it's an incredible idea. And I think every nurse and doctor and anybody that's been trained should have it so that it becomes a useful across-the-country app.
Yeah.
Right. I usually keep it off only because when I'm by myself with the kids, there's no way I would leave my kids. I just couldn't. So when my husband's with me or there's other people to watch my kids, I'll turn it on. And I've never really gotten any... Yeah. Alert, thankfully, but
that's really you with your kids. You're like, I'm sorry.
Do you mind watching my three children?
Yeah. Well, but I just don't want to know that there's something going on and I can't help. I'm like, I just rather not know.
Right, ignorance is bliss.
Go, right. And that's it. I think it's a great app, though. Yeah. I think it's very fun.
Yeah.
And when we were having the high waves and they were blasting out the rescues going on, not that they were calling for help, but just blasting them out was actually very fun at first.
Yeah.
Till the high waves continued for a week. And then I was like, okay, that's enough.
You know? One of my best friends is an ER nurse, and she and her husband, I mean, she'd been a nurse for 10 years or something and had gone through the military and very hardcore. And they're out to dinner one night at a steakhouse, and the table next to them, the old lady had choked and aspirated on a piece of steak and was choking. So she gets up and she walks over and very calmly and does the Heimlich and calls 911 because she then subsequently syncopized and went pulseless. And so she did Heimlich, got the foreign body out, started CPR, paramedics got there. And then she sat back down and continued eating her dinner.
Nice.
And her husband, who is not medical at all, was like completely wide-eyed, like, what did you just do?
It's like, what?
And it's like, what? Like, I know. What's the big deal?
I can't believe my dinner's cold.
Right, right. Can I get another one? Right. So I think it's just funny the things that we think aren't a big deal. You know, I mean, her own husband was like, I had no idea. Hearing the story from him is hysterical because he's like, I had no idea she could do that. Like, it's amazing. And it was like, oh, what do you think she does all day? It was funny.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that Dr. Soifer had a similar story. A couple years ago of her husband just being like, she's like, but you know what I do.
Yeah.
Me, right. And him just being like, no, it's not the same. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
No idea.
Or my daughter who says to me, she's 7. She goes, yeah, well, mommy, but if I get really sick, you'll take me to a real doctor, right?
Oh, seriously?
Awesome. Thanks for the vote of confidence. Okay, it's fine. I'm like, you don't need to go to the doctor. You just have a virus that's, you know. She's like, I know, but if I get really sick, you'll take me to a real doctor, right?
That's right. Yeah. Who will give me a Z-pack.
Right.
You know, now all the patients bring in. They bring in their little crumpled box. They don't want penicillin anymore. They want a real doctor gave me this. I actually told my doctors that the other day.
So funny.
And I was like, okay, this is going to be a problem.
That's so funny.